Spring has sprung. The grave is empty, and there is good news. Jesus is alive, the angels told the ladies. Jesus is alive, he told them. He is not here, he is risen. You said, Jim, I thought this was Mother's Day. Well, it is. But the good news is, Jesus is alive. And he is our hope. And today is a day set aside to worship the living God, but also to remember and honor moms. I told the first service, you know what? We wouldn't be here if we didn't have a mom. Or somebody that cared for us along the way. That's why we set this day aside to do that. But I want to address ladies in general today, if I may. And men, don't bail for the door. There might be something here that would be advantageous to you as well. And I'm going to try to include you too. But I want to address ladies in general today and try not to have someone feel left out. I was reminded, I told the earlier service, I just read the Brainerd Daily a couple days ago. Did you see that on the front page, this mom, this new mom, little baby? Last year she wasn't a mom at Mother's Day. She gets to church. They said, all the moms stand up, we're going to give you a hand. She's sitting there longing to be a mother at 30-some years old. Nobody saw that? Well, at least one of you read it. But anyway, I just want to be cognizant of mothers today, but ladies in general, because the Bible addresses ladies and motherhood and womanhood. And so I just want you to recognize without your mama or your grandma or your auntie or whoever it was that raised and nurtured you, you wouldn't be here today. So it's a day to remember moms. And I got to thinking about motherhood. And I told the other service, you know, now that I'm not at the factory all day long, every day, every now and then I get a chance to take care of babies. Maybe it's one grandbaby, maybe it's three at a time. Some of you have been there. You know the feeling. And so I told the earlier group, I tried that once, being a mother, being that role of motherhood for 3 hours. It's all I could take. Ay, 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 diapers and dirty pants and screams and bottles. And so motherhood is not, I have concluded, for the faint of heart. Some of you mothers could say amen. And some of you dads could too. But think of it for a moment, the mother caring for her children, putting the bandages on their elbows and their scrapes, kissing the bruise on their head. The mother, home, working, training, praying, loving, day after day after day after day, year after year, cleaning up behind those little rascals. You know what I'm talking about, some of you, don't you? I think I know now what my mother went through with 8 of us. Cleaning up behind those rascals. And cooking and school projects and the list goes on and on and on and on. And then they fly the nest. And all the heart of the mother. When they sprout their wings and fly off to college or to war. Or to marriage and to the family of their own. And so I've been thinking about motherhood this week, and I've got one verse in mind. And I know the Bible is full of ladies' examples and motherhood and women and their roles and all that kind of stuff, but I got one verse in mind we're going to focus on this morning. It's in Proverbs 31, taken from verse 30. Now, a lot of you have read the second half of Proverbs 31. It's entitled The Virtuous Woman. But I've talked to ladies off and on throughout many years, and most of them say the same thing to me, Jim, I don't want to hear about Proverbs 31, because I can't live up to that. Buying land, spinning wool, all kind of garments, doing this, that, and the other thing. But friends, let me just tell you, ladies especially, let me just tell you, I've seen you at work, and you fall into the category of the virtuous woman too. But we're not going to focus on the whole chapter. We're going to focus on one verse that's taken from verse 30. And I'm going to read it from three different translations. The first one comes from the New King James Version. You can see it on the big screen. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. Think it through now, because this is reality. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. The contemporary English version, I really like how it says it. Charm can be deceiving, and we all know that. Don't we? This would mean yes. We know that charm can be deceiving. And beauty fades away. We all know that. You say, Jim, don't go there. I'm not going any further. I'm going to hear, though. But a woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised. Hallelujah. Married or not, young or old, a woman who honors the living God deserves to be praised. I love that version. She may not always get it. You know that too. By society. Sometimes by family, children, sometimes husband, sometimes the church. She may not always get that praise. But a woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised, the Bible says. The Message says it like this. Charm can mislead. Beauty soon fades. The woman to be admired and praised is the woman who lives in the fear of God. Hallelujah. That's a great recipe. The woman that we should be admiring and praising according to the Word of God is the woman who lives in the fear of God and honors God and praises God and puts Him first. Listen to me, friends, for a moment. Society has tried to recreate the woman's role. Now hear me out. Marie was just visiting in a country a while back. She told us about this. She even came with this costume of sorts. What'd you call that thing? Bergen? Burka. In some countries, the ladies were not even allowed to come in public without this costume of sorts. You could see out through a little hole like this. And actually that was meshed over too. In some places, women couldn't vote for decades and centuries after men. In some societies, they're treated like a different class of citizen. And even, friends, sometimes in the home, hear me now, even sometimes in the home, women, mothers, wives, daughters are treated of little worth. That is not what the Bible is telling us to do here. Sometimes, even in America, sometimes, sadly to say, even in the Christian home, they are taken for granted. Ah, she's just my wife! Taken for granted! She's just my mom! Taken for granted. And misused. And sometimes outright abused. Which brings me back to this statement, but a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Hallelujah. Mother or not, young or old, rich or poor, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Why? Because she loves the Master. She loves Almighty God. She's putting Him first. Our society is so wonderful in America, isn't it? We give opportunities. Men and women alike, we've got all kinds of opportunities. You look around us, we've got ladies that are doctors and ladies that are lawyers and ladies that are in the Supreme Court of the United States and ladies that are doing all manner of wonderful things. Ladies that are in the pulpit. But as I've been thinking about this role this week and this day today, I am so grateful. I am so grateful and blessed. We also still have that blessed occupation called the stay-at-home mom. Somebody give me an amen. We still have that blessed occupation of moms. And I'm not lifting it up or putting it down. I'm just saying, I'm thankful it's there. That blessed occupation of the stay-at-home mother. Mine could have gone off to work too, because we were a little short on victuals from time to time. 8 of us. But she stood in the trenches at home, changing nasty old noses and diapers. The stay-at-home mama. Praise God for them too. You know what? You know what I said? Our society tries to recreate their role and belittle that position. It's not a position to be belittled. It's a very, very valuable position. One that we cannot do without. Motherhood. The Old Testament had women judges, had women in charge, had women dropping millstone on nasty people's heads and killing them from the tower, had entire books written about them. And I'm reminded as I read Genesis that God created all these things and said, and it is good. And He created Adam, and there comes a point that He said, this is not good, because he's alone. And He realized in His wisdom and His goodness that man needed woman. Of course he had God, but He said, this is not good, and He created a woman. And this verse rings true in my ears, a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Society, you see, friends, society puts a premium on whether you're a man or whether a woman. Society puts a premium on the person making lots of money. Society puts a premium on the size 6. Some of you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but the ladies do. The society puts a premium on the rights and this and that and the other thing. And it's tried to recreate who people are. And on it goes. But friends, I'm telling you, the Bible says that a woman, according to this verse, that a woman, whether society says she has external beauty or not, a woman who honors the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is the most treasured woman there is. Amen. Society has had to reshape our thinking. But the Bible says, she that will trust in the living God, and he too, will honor him and fear him and walk with him and obey him is the one to be praised. Why? Because our faith, her faith, our faith, is in the living God. I mentioned we could read Proverbs 31. You can do that on your own. We're not going to go there this morning. I suppose we could ask a bunch of men, what are the best qualities of a woman, and get all manner of answers, but we're not going there either. Because we already have the answer. A woman, or man, but a woman who puts their faith in Jesus Christ first is to be praised. That same woman will pour herself out for her family. She will pour till she can't pour anymore. She will love them and pray for them, not just when they're little babies and need the bottle or their diaper change, but she will love them and pray for them in their 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s, particularly if they still haven't come to Christ. She will labor, God, please, for my children. And a dad will too. We'll get to dads in a month on Father's Day. But a woman will pour out herself for her family. When you ask the world today what they see as an important factor in being a woman, they normally reply looks, appearance, beauty, status. The Bible says, charm is deceitful, beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Hallelujah. Too oftentimes, friends, we have let society dictate who we were. At the supermarket, we go to do the checkout and you look at the magazines. I don't know what they are. Vanity Fair or something. Women's Day or whatever they are. They all emphasize this external beauty. That ain't what the Bible calls beauty. And of course, every person has their own unique beauty. But the Bible says, the one who trusts in the living God, regardless of what the world thinks of appearance. Ladies, young and old, married or not, moms or not, listen to me. When you have the God of the universe in your life, when you have Jesus Christ as Lord in your life, you are beautiful beyond description. Don't let the world tell you any other way. Don't let magazines and tabloids tell you any other way. When you have Christ in you, living in you, leading you, you are beautiful to Him beyond description. Young ladies, middle-aged ladies, older ladies, doesn't matter. Rich or poor, married or not, moms or not, please do not let the world and the tabloids and the magazines dictate who you are in Christ. Do not let people influence you to look and act like the world. God is who you matter to first. And He loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves men too. Let me conclude. Our time is running out. I've heard people say, when they ask ladies, what do you do? Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And I've seen them get the look. I've heard them say, hear the answer, that's all. I've heard them get the negative comments. And I just want to encourage you, this is not an inferior role to anyone. And friends, listen to me. Husbands, boys, men, whatever category you're in today, if you're a man or a boy here today, listen to me. God did not call women to slavery. You hearing me? God did not call them to be the servant under your feet, so to speak. Listen to me, friends, for a second. Process this. Does God treat His bride like a servant? Does Almighty God, looking at His church, the bride of Christ, treat Him like a second-class citizen? He loves that church. That is our example. Ladies, please hear me. Just because it's on TV, you've seen it on Oprah, or you've read it in Dear Abby, does not mean that it's from God. Use this as your guide, not the tabloid sitting at the checkout counters. Use this as your guide. Please, men and women alike, do not let the world shape who you are. Please allow God Almighty to shape who you are. He has a design that is good. Charm can be deceiving. Beauty fades away. But a woman who honors the Lord deserves to be praised. Let's give them some praise and honor today for womanhood. Let's pray. Father God, thank You for the role of men and women. Thank You that You have designed us uniquely different, uniquely separate, but uniquely for each other. Thank You, Father, that it is You who calls us, who qualifies us in our beauty, not society. It is you, O God, who has given your Son for us. It is you that has loved us with a passion that would not let us go. It is you, Father, that has sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross so that we might be saved, whether we're a woman or a man. And so we rejoice today, God, in your creation, men and women. We rejoice, Father, today, and thank you for our mothers or our grandmothers or whoever it was that helped nurture and raise us. Somebody sheltered us, fed us, took care of us, and loved us. Thank you for that role of motherhood. Thank you for the role of womanhood. Father God, I pray today that you would intervene miraculously in our church, in our homes, in our society, where women are not treated as they should be, with our ultimate love like Jesus loved the church. Father, that you would intervene, that you would heal and restore, that you would strengthen. God in heaven, we praise you for knowing who we are right where we're at today. And so thank you, Father, for this verse that reminds us the person, the man or the woman. Today we're talking about women, but the man or the woman who puts their fear and trust and love and surrender to you, Almighty God, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is the one to be praised. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.